Hi, I'm Kelly Burley with OSU President Burns Hargis, and this is Campus Connection for Thursday, April 26th. And Burns, it has been so incredibly dry across our state this spring. So the day-long rain event last Saturday was certainly needed and welcomed, despite the fact that it happened on the same day as an outdoor tradition at OSU.
Well, that's right. It was the Remember the 10 run that took place last Saturday. Kerry Alexander has put this together, a former, an OSU alum, and obviously a very committed individual. The race honors the 10 members of the OSU basketball team that died in 2001, and the proceeds run to the benefit of our Oklahoma State Counseling Division. And so far, they've raised about $300,000. Yes, given the weather on Saturday, it was a tremendous tribute to the 10 members and their families that people got out in very difficult circumstances. So under the circumstances, it was remarkably well attended.
And of course, before that big rain, Burns, the dry weather certainly has fueled a series of devastating wildfires across western Oklahoma this month. And OSU has been there to respond.
Well, it has. And as a land-grant university, we're here to serve our state. And, of course, we're very active in the agriculture area, which was most affected by these horrible wildfires. Our hearts do go out to all those that were affected. The OSU Cooperative Extension worked closely with the State Office of Emergency Management to respond to the crisis. Our extension employees took the lead in organizing agricultural-related relief efforts in Dewey, Custer, Roger Mills, and Woodward counties. They facilitated the distribution of hay and feed to support various other efforts. They kind of acted as the clearinghouse so that people who needed hay and people that had hay could get together. And they actually tested the hay for the nutritional value of it. Were wonderful in their response to this. They also helped coordinate fundraising for 4-H families and others that lost their homes. So as usual, our extension employees went above and beyond to be good neighbors.
Burns, let's turn to OSU's energy conservation program. The savings are piling up for the university as the program reaches another milestone.
Well, that's right. We've surpassed $50 million in cost avoidance in energy costs across the OSU system, nearly $40 million of that at the Stillwater campus. OSU launched this behavior-based energy education program in July of 2007, and it's allowed us to be very good stewards and focus our dollars on the student academic experience. Our success has been a team effort for sure. The employees and students have been receptive to making little changes that have translated into huge savings. The avoided energy costs have allowed us to add a lot of facilities to stay competitive without significantly higher energy costs. So tomorrow we're going to celebrate the opening of the new central plant with tours. And this plant is infinitely more efficient than our old central plant on Hall of Fame that was commissioned in 1941.
And finally, Burns, there's a new Netflix documentary out about a special group of women featuring an OSU alum.
That's right. Wally Funk was an OSU aviation student in the early 60s when she was selected for a secretive program to evaluate women's ability to endure space travel. There were 13 of these women who went through the same training as the male candidates for the first manned space flight, but unfortunately were denied their chance to soar in space. Wally and the other women pioneers are the focus of the Netflix documentary Mercury 13, and I urge everybody to watch them and congratulate Wally for being recognized in this important way.
Burns Hargis is president of Oklahoma State University.